National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. My name is Bernice Herzog. My respondent's name is Joan Friedberg. This is Friday, September 25th, 1998. Joan, would you be kind enough to tell me your birth date?
Yes, May 7th, 1927.
Okay, now let's go to your grandparents. Your maternal grandparents, where were they from?
They were from what was then Lithuania, from the Vilna area, Lithuania, Eastern Europe.
Both grandmother and grandfather?
Yes.
And when did they come to this country?
I think they came probably in the 1880s, 1890s. They were already married. They had two children already when they came, and they had five more in this country.
What type of business were they in, do you know?
Well, the story about my grandfather is that he got off the boat in Boston, and someone handed him some cigars and said, go sell them on Boston Common. He didn't know any English. My mother used to tell us that when she was born, he was an extra in an opera company carrying a spear. But he ultimately had two drugstores. He was not himself a pharmacist, but he had two drugstores in the Boston area, Chelsea and East Boston.
Oh, how interesting. Did they remain in Boston a long time?
Yes, that's where they lived all their lives. Well, it was the Boston area.
Yeah. Were you born in that area?
Yes, I was born in the Boston Lying-In Hospital, as it was then called.
What were conditions of that era, of that area, in that era, as you were growing up?
Well, I lived in the country. My parents moved to a farm when I was 2 1/2. We had family in the city in Boston, but we lived in a small town with under 1,000 people. Only one other Jewish family, was my father's partner on this poultry farm. The conditions, well, it was the Depression, which was one of the reasons they moved out there.
Rather than being in the city. How many siblings do you have?
I have one younger sister.
And her name?
Ellen.
And where does she live?
She lives in Santa Barbara.
Is she married?
No, she's divorced.
Okay. What school did you go to, elementary school?
Well, I went to a two-room schoolhouse called the City Mills School, and then to a four-room school for eighth grade, and because our town was so small, we didn't have a high school. We were bused to a high school in the neighboring town.
Oh, that was how far away?
It was about 8 or 9 miles.
Not in Washington.
No. It took about half an hour to get there.
Right. And your further education?
I went to Bryn Mawr College for my undergraduate work and to the University of Pittsburgh for my graduate degree.
Now, let's go back. And do you know anything about your maternal grandparents?
But those were my maternal.
Oh, your paternal.
They came from the same area. They came in the 1880s, I believe, and were married in this country.
Married in this country?
Yes. And I also came to the Boston area. My father was their first child, and he was born in 1890. My mother was born in 1900. And they ran a little grocery store. My grandfather on that side died when I was in high school. My grandmother died when I was in college.
Oh, so you do remember.
Yes. My maternal grandparents died when I was 10 and 11.
What type of religious concept did you have growing up? Was it Orthodox?
No. My maternal grandparents were quite liberal for the period.
So today we would call them Reformed?
Yes. Okay. My paternal grandmother kept a kosher house and was more traditional in her observance. We grew up in this small town with no congregation, and I had no formal Jewish education. Our parents, whatever we knew, our parents taught us at home. It's something I've regretted because I feel I don't have the foundation that I wish I had had, but our parents had no choice.
That's right.
Because we lived so far from the city.
That time. And you graduated Bryn Mawr.
Yes.
What year?
1948.
And were you married shortly after that?
I was married in 1950. I worked in New York for 2 years.
As what? What was your major from college?
I majored in English. And I worked for a trade journal called Publishers Weekly in the advertising and production department.
And then you got married?
Yes.
And did you continue your education after you were married?
It was about 12 years later, by which time we'd had 3 children. Yeah, and the youngest was just under 2 when I went back to graduate school.
All right, let's talk about your children then. You have 3 children?
Yes.
Females? Mixed?
Female, male, female.
Okay, let's go. The oldest one?
The oldest one is Betsy, Elizabeth, who is a historic preservation specialist, works for the Massachusetts Historical Commission, and is married to a professor of American history at Clark, and they have 2 children, who are 9 and 7, almost 7.
Her next child?
That's our son, Aaron, who's a professor of political science at Princeton. His wife is a pianist, and they have 2 boys who are 7, and 1 will be 2 tomorrow.
And the last one must be a girl.
Yes, that's Susan Reber Kelson, who lives in Pittsburgh, who was trained as an attorney, is married to David Kelson, also an attorney. She's now a full-time mother and a full-time volunteer at Road of Sholem. And they have 3 children who are almost 11, almost 8, and 4.
So you have 7 grandchildren.
Yeah.
That makes it nice.
Yeah, very nice. We're very lucky.
Now, when you were married, what type of Jewish home life did you set up?
Well, we would go to my parents-in-law, Lillian and Manny Friedberg, on Friday nights. Eventually, as our children came along and we stayed at home, we began having a brief Friday evening service here at home, and went not regularly to temple, but occasionally.
When did you move to Pittsburgh?
When I married in 1950.
Yes. And where in Pittsburgh did you settle?
We lived in Shadyside and then moved to Squirrel Hill, and we've been in Squirrel Hill ever since. Not in the same house, but
yeah,
in the area.
Now, you had a son, and they had no formal Jewish education, your children?
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh,
they
okay.
did at Road of Sholem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, at that time, was your son bar mitzvah?
Yes.
And the girls were confirmed?
Yes. By the time our younger daughter was in religious school, I think they were beginning bat mitzvahs, but she didn't do it. However, she was bat mitzvahed about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, as an adult.
Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
The others.
Yes.
Now, after they were grown a little bit, you went back to school.
Yes.
And what did you major in then? Did you continue with literature?
Yes, I did.
Did you do any works?
Well, yes, after I'd gotten my doctorate, I taught at the University of Pittsburgh composition, some literature, and eventually children's literature.
Did you write books or pamphlets?
Well, later, I collaborated with 2 colleagues on 2 books, which are guides to nonfiction for children about people with disabilities. And that really is I've written some articles since in association with my work at the beginning of books, but no other books.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not true. I've written...
See, you forget.
I've written a book for home daycare providers on how to have a rich literacy environment for the children in their care.
Very, very interesting. You took your PhD or doctorate where?
At Pitt, at the University of Pittsburgh.
And what year did you finish?
I think it was 1972.
Now, what type of homes, religious homes, do your children have?
Our older daughter, husband is not Jewish. He is not affiliated, never was, with any religion. And so they are not members of Temple, but she observes the holidays for their children.
Makes it a little difficult.
Yeah.
And do the children go to Sunday school?
No, not yet.
No.
They're old enough, and I don't know whether they will, but they don't.
And the son's family?
They have a Jewish home. They observe holidays and Shabbat, and their children, they are not affiliated with a congregation in Princeton. They go to the campus.
They have services.
Yes, right, and the boys have not yet gone to religious school.
And Susan?
Susan and David are members of Road of Shalom, and their children all go to religious school. And Will, the oldest, is in Hebrew school. The next child is not old enough yet.
About signs of the times as your children were growing up, how did that era compare to when you were growing up? What were conditions?
Well, in terms of economics, much less stressed.
Yes.
My husband is an academic, and those were glory days for physicists, and we had a much more secure life, have had a much more secure life financially than my parents, who really struggled and lived very, very marginal.
That's true of most of us.
Yes.
Today. Was there someone who influenced you greatly? Was this person who influenced you in your early life, what did he or she do that was some kind of an influence to you?
Well, I would say that my parents were the primary influence of my childhood and growing up.
There was nobody in school, no teacher, no friend?
Oh, certainly my teachers influenced me. And
any particular one?
Oh, my primary school teacher was a love. She was just an example of a warm, gracious, loving teacher.
And at that time, you had no idea that you were going to study literature.
No.
How about in high school? The same question.
My teachers were not outstanding, I think. They were adequate, but not stellar.
You didn't have any friend that you were close to that influenced you in any way?
Well, I had one particular friend, two friends, actually. Long time back to look at their influence. Well, one of the ways in which they influenced me was that their backgrounds were different from mine. And I've always felt that it's very helpful to know a variety of people and not simply to know people who are like you. There was nobody like us because we were the only Jews. Yes, I would say those two friends, one in particular, influenced me by the courage of her family. Her mother was a widow raising five children on very little money in the Depression. And my friend Nita was a young woman of great spirit and humor.
Now, you mentioned being the only Jewish person or family. When you were going to school, was there any anti-Semitism in elementary school, let's start?
Well, my sister experienced it once when a little boy chased her around the playground and yelled something at her. I never did directly.
not in any part of your school life?
No.
That's very good. Joan, what was life like in your early days in Boston area?
Well, I look back on it as an idyllic time. I loved growing up in the country. I was a very happy child. I became very moody as an adolescent, but that may be part of growing up. We had great physical freedom to roam wherever we wanted to on our farm. I loved school. Our home life was very secure and warm. Lots of reading aloud, lots of music, trips to the city, to the museum, to plays, concerts.
Did your mother read to you?
All the time. All the time.
And what was your, what did you like to be read to? What type of?
Well, she read to us long past the time when we could read to ourselves, which is something I advocate now, both personally and professionally. We loved the English books, the A.A. Milne, the Mary Poppins books, legends, folk tales. She read Jewish history aloud to us. Books that are no longer so much read, but were the books of my childhood. Yeah.
And what type of farm was it?
It was a chicken farm.
Chicken farm. And did they, was it raised, were the chickens raised for home use or for sale?
Oh, my father had, and his partner originally, not that the partner left in 1939 or 40, they had egg routes in town. I guess they must have started with their relatives and friends, but they would make home deliveries of fresh eggs and chickens.
Was it wholesale or
no,
retail?
Yes,
retail. And how did he branch out into another occupation?
Oh, well, he had been a lawyer, a real estate lawyer, and then in the Depression, when real estate was not moving and nothing was coming in, my mother's story is that she said to him, look, you've always had this romantic idea about moving to the country and farming. If we're ever going to do it, this is the time. So they did it. Moved to a farm with a 2.5-year-old and an infant. And we stayed there until my father died in 1947.
And then when did you come to Pittsburgh?
1950, after my marriage. Yes.
And how do you compare, looking back, Pittsburgh to those wonderful days on the farm?
Well,
how did it affect you? What is your feeling?
How did what affect me? I'm sorry.
The difference between the rural living and the cosmopolitan.
Well, there's so much more available in a city, of course, and at close hand. In the country, we drove 25 miles to go to a concert or a museum. Here, it was walk to Oakland or hop on the bus or drive. I had much more physical freedom than we were able to give our children. Not possible in a city to let your children roam free, just come home for lunch and roam again. And our children, of course, went to urban schools. They went to Pittsburgh Public Schools, which was a much different experience than mine.
Yes. And if you were to do it over again, which way would you like it to be? Would you like continual living on a farm with your family,
yes,
your husband and children? Or do you like a city life better?
Well,
looking back,
farming, as I realized as an adult, is a precarious way to earn a living. It was very hard. It was very satisfying to my parents, I think, but difficult. And I used to think, well, yes, I'd like to go back and live in the country, but I no longer think that, although I miss it. I miss the sights and the smells and the sounds. I like the convenience of being in the city and being close to what we like to do.
And when your children were small and you went on vacations, did you take the children with you?
Always.
Always.
Yes.
What type of vacations did you enjoy? Seashore Mountain.
Sim's aunt had, an uncle had a place in the country in Connecticut, a summer place, and we used to go there. They were very generous and gracious and hospitable. And then for years we've gone to Cape Cod for summer vacations. We like the seashore.
Well, that's not too far from the old home.
That's right. Right.
Joan, when you were in, well, let's go back to high school. When you were in high school, did you win any awards?
I did, but I don't remember what they were. One was a United Nations award for an essay.
For a historic,
yes.
History essay,
yes.
Or something.
And one was something from the DAR, which I was tempted to return because I didn't approve of their policy, but I didn't have the courage to do it. I don't remember whether there was anything else. It was a long time ago.
Yes. How about when you were at Bryn Mawr?
No.
No.
I was a scholarship student, but scholarships were based on need.
Yeah.
And I didn't win any awards, no.
How about at Princeton?
At Pitt.
At Pitt, I'm sorry.
No.
No. Were you athletically inclined as a young girl?
No.
So therefore you weren't a track star.
No.
Do your children, the one that's in Princeton, the young man that's in Princeton, does he prefer that type of academic living, or would he like to have done something else? Do you think, as a parent?
I think he's very happy in his choice of profession.
How about Sally?
Susan?
Susan.
You mean, is she happy with her choice to stay home?
Yes.
Yes, I think she is now, but I think it won't be too long before she'll go back into the work world.
And how about your oldest daughter?
Yes, she, Betsy, certainly enjoys the work she does.
And her children are how old?
9 and almost 7.
And I didn't get your son's children.
One is 7, and one is going to be 2 tomorrow.
Oh, and Susan's?
Are almost 11, almost 8, and 4.
Joan, we talked about influential people in your life when you were in grade school and high school. How about in college? Were there people that influenced you? Would you tell us about that?
Certainly, I was influenced by the woman who was president of Bryn Mawr then, Catherine McBride, who was an extraordinary woman, by a dean, by my friends there. Who,
in what way did they influence you?
My friends?
No, the professors.
Well, my professors influenced me because they stressed integrity, scholarship, a full opportunities for women.
That was new.
That was new, yes. And they embodied a standard of both personal and professional life.
That was only at Bryn Mawr?
No,
at Pitt.
At Pitt also.
And further education.
Yes, certainly I had professors at Pitt who were outstanding.
Did any of them influence you to the point that they suggested that you become a writer?
No, I've always written. Since childhood I've written, and I still do.
But to be a professional writer?
I don't think anybody directly suggested it. Nobody would have. Not.
Joan, before we continue, let's go back a bit to your family tree. Give us the names of your maternal grandparents.
My maternal grandparents were Bertha and William Markell.
And the other set of grandparents?
Ada and Abraham Brest.
And your father's name?
Aaron Brest.
And your mother's name?
Lillian Markell.
Now, let's talk about the your children. How old is Betty?
It's Betsy.
Betsy.
Yes. She's 45.
And what is her educational background? Where did she go to school?
She went to Taylor Aldenice High School, and she's a graduate of Kenyon College, and she has a master's degree from William & Mary.
Right. And where does she live now?
She lives in Melrose, Massachusetts.
Oh, back up in country.
Yes.
Did she win any awards that, you know, while she was in school?
Haven't you asked me to go back a long way?
Well,
I don't remember.
Okay.
She did very well, but
okay.
I don't remember awards.
All right. And how old is your son, Aaron?
He's 42.
And what was his educational background?
He also went to Taylor Aldenice High School, and his undergraduate and both his graduate degrees are from Harvard. And I don't remember whether he won any awards either, I'm sorry to say.
That's
not much of a mother, does it?
No, that's incidental. And when did he get married?
Oh my goodness, you're asking tough questions. 1988.
Okay. And what is his wife's name?
His wife's name is Adrienne Sirken, spelled S-I-R-K-E-N.
Is she from Pittsburgh?
No. She's from the Washington area, Washington, D.C.
Oh, D.C.?
Yes.
Oh. And when was Susan born?
Susan was born in 1958.
And where did she go to school?
Taylor Aldenice. Her first 2 years of college were at Smith, and then she transferred to Harvard and graduated from Harvard. And her law degree is from the University of Pittsburgh.
Good. And her husband's name?
David Kalson, K-A-L-S-O-N.
Good. Now, did any of your children say anything to you that was in any way associated with anti-Semitism while they were in school? Or their school days, or since, maybe somebody said something on the street?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. Our son Aaron just recently told me that when we lived in England, when he was 9 and 10, anti-Semitic remarks were made to him on the playground.
Oh.
And he never told me at the time, never told us.
Just recently he told
you?
Yes. Isn't that odd? Were there any scholars or community leaders from your children or your ancestors, your grandparents, your father, your mother?
You mean in my background?
Yes.
On my mother's side, there was the story of my great-grandfather. It was not an extraordinary story for Eastern Europe, that he was a scholar and his wife had a store and earned the income for the family.
That's most Europeans were like that.
Yes.
And even those that were in the States, the wife worked and the husband opened boxes or
yes.
something like that. How did you take that when Aaron said that when you were in England, when he was in England, he heard that?
Well, I was taken aback, and I was taken aback that he hadn't told us. He was still a little boy, and maybe he felt he could handle it, or maybe it rolled off his back, although he remembered it more than 30 years later, so it didn't quite roll off his back.
And when he told you about it, how did he feel, or did he say anything other than just somebody said this and that?
He was very matter of fact. That happens. It happened to me.